Welcome to the Bloody Mary podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are doing a retro review on Maximum Overdrive.
Maximum Overdrive. Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am. Before we get into it, we have an Amazon wish list.
We do.
We have merch. Go to our website, www.bloodymarriedpodcast.com. Help support us. We have some stuff on that Amazon wish list. Small things like Bloody Mary mixes, other small shit. Yeah. I can't remember.
There's like a lot of shit
DVDs,
on there.
DVDs, Blu-rays.
You know?
There's
check
stuff,
it out.
There's stuff we need for like the podcast, new microphones, audio gear, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, if you want to support us, grab something like that. We'll give you a shout out here on the podcast.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Comment. Smash that thumbs up. Cool. Well, no, that's out of the way.
All right, let's get into
Maximum
it.
Maximum Overdrive. This movie, if you haven't seen it, spoilers, it's been out for like, what, many years?
Since 1986. Since so 1986. If you haven't, if you don't know about it yet, spoilers.
Yeah. Go watch it and come on back. The movie is about a group of people that try to survive when machines start to come alive and become homicidal.
I love how
more specifically semi-trucks.
Semi-trucks. Just, I mean, everything else, but like semi-trucks are really...
Yeah.
I was really waiting for someone to go, Autobots, roll out.
So stupid. So Maximum Overdrive, I grew up with. I watched this so many times on TV. This right here, if you're watching this VHS, is an original that I've had since I was young. So I bought this brand new in probably, I don't know, the early 90s or something. So I've had this with me forever. I've seen it many, many times. So this one's like near and dear to my heart.
Right.
When we watched it not too long ago, a week or so ago, it wasn't until that time where I like, picked apart a little bit of the things and,
right.
and like saw a couple of the flaws, which is strange. Like, I think probably the last time before I saw it was, I don't know, 10 years ago that I sat down and watched it. This mm-hmm. is one that I'll have like playing on the background if I'm editing or stuff like that and don't really pay too much attention to look over and see something cool.
But right.
I think this was the first time I sat down in like a decade to watch it.
I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So it, you know, it's been a while. And then we watched it with James because it was Father's Day.
It was. And this was the film I chose to
that
watch
was the
for
Father's Day. I think him and I both got a kick out of it because I remember bits and pieces, but not a lot. So it was funny to rewatch and remember more things.
So it wasn't as much of a part of your childhood and mm-hmm. as it is for me.
No.
Yeah. Well, what did you think of Maximum Overdrive?
I thought it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. And it's funny. Like, we did a lot of laughing.
Yeah, it was funnier than I thought growing up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of humor in there. And there's a lot of things that you can pick apart for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why? So the whole thing is like a comet's over the Earth and it's taking over all the machines in the world.
Yeah.
And it's selective because there's a couple of vehicles that just don't
that, we're
that
totally
people
fine.
Are driving that are fine.
Yeah.
Why are only semi-trucks coming to this and a couple of other ones, but why not just other vehicles?
Right. There's no cars. There's just semi-trucks.
Yeah. So like there's so many things you could like, if you really want to pick apart this movie, you can, but that's really not the fun of it.
Right. Yeah. It just opens with like the bank sign being like, hey, assholes,
yeah.
fuck you.
And also, and also they don't just take over vehicles. They insult the shit out of people. That's how it starts with Stephen King was the first like line in the movie. It was like, honey, this machine called me an asshole.
What the fuck?
There's like the bank is like saying, fuck you.
And, I know.
And then
I like...
it starts like killing people. Like, so this is, so the aliens come to Earth and they say, fuck you.
Fuck you, humans.
You asshole. And then they just start murdering people. Like, so what was... So here's something to think about and to ponder. Is this a malicious and planned attack by this comet or this... Because at the end, they say there was a UFO they found, too.
Right.
So was this a planned and controlled attack? Or was just this like a blanket thing where... AI, a magical kind of AI dust got dropped and like they just came alive and each one had their own personality.
Oh, it, you know, I think it's that. I think each one kind of had their own personality and all the machines just hate us.
Yeah.
They just innately hate us. And then they got that magic comet dust. And then they were like, oh, fuck you. Fuck you, assholes. Fuck you. I'm going to kill all of you because you're jerks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really silly. Yeah, I couldn't tell you either way because there were small things like, you know, the electric carving knife comes alive. So is that just like, I don't know. It
came alive and tried to kill her because she's just a bitch. And it was like, every single day you use me, you're just rude and you just toss me around. Yeah. And it was its chance to exact its revenge by cutting her multiple ways.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think she was a bitch. I just...
I don't need... I'm just saying from the perspective of the electric knife.
Oh.
It attacked her because she was just... a bitch shit. I don't know. Just tosses it around, throws it on the counter.
That's just silly.
It is just silly, but as is the whole fucking movie.
This is Stephen King's first and only time directing a film.
Yes.
And we both like dove a little bit onto the
trivia
trials and tribulations of making the movie. And one of the funniest quotes is just, he is coked out through the whole thing.
Yeah,
directing
which
it.
Makes total sense. Yeah. When now, like when once you hear that and then watch the movie, you're like, yeah, oh yeah, totally. I can see that.
Yeah. I listened to, it was clips from a podcast I think he did with Mick Garris about this film. And Stephen King said that this was, he knew nothing about filmmaking. And he learned like the absolute basics on the set of like just coverage over the shoulder and wides and just how that works, which is so nutty. Cause like I learned that like on my own, just learning film stuff. And he learns this thrown into a big
production,
legit production.
Right.
And also, he said the majority of the crew members were French and there was a language barrier, and his translator didn't really do a good job too. So you have layers upon layers of just like things that could go wrong. But the end result is just such a fun mixed bag of just ridiculousness that just don't take it seriously and sit back and watch it.
Yeah.
And there's so many fun lines, so many goofy characters, just things that come out of left field.
Connie is my favorite character, aka Lisa Simpson.
Yeah, the
by
voice,
the way, the voice,
voice
of, Lisa,
of
Simpson.
Lisa Simpson. What, Yeardley something?
She
Yeardley Smith. Yep,
was amazing.
She was really great. Like, you know, when I was growing up, of course, my favorite character was Emilio Estevez because he's a star and he's
Billy.
You know that guy. But watching it as an adult, my favorite characters are those two, Yeardley Smith and John Short, Connie and Kurt.
Connie and Curtis. And they're, Curtis.
And they're like legitimately the most fleshed out characters in the film. Like nobody has any character arcs or any character.
No.
I mean, except for, I think the biggest arc is Curtis, because he's you kind of think of him as like a dorky dude who just got married. And then he... you know, at the end of it, he's carrying a gun and he's like Emilio's right hand guy.
Yeah, he's the right hand man.
Yeah, so he starts as a nerd and then he loses
his shirt and he just ends up with a wife beater and he's fucking Ramboing it up. He's ready to go.
So Curtis had the best arc in the whole film.
I like Curtis. Are you dad?
Yeah, that's the best.
Curtis, are you dad?
Yeah, like the answer.
And then when she gets the wheel and she's driving like a crazy person, which she should have been in this situation. And he's just like, and she's just all over the place hauling ass.
Oh, yeah.
And then when he drives, he's like, okay, I'm going to go through that opening right there. And she's like, what the, like, are you serious? And he goes like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like, Curtis, did you not witness what's happening right now?
Yeah. Those two were really fun.
They were so funny.
Yeah, those two were funny. The owner was good too. He'd call everyone Bubba.
Call everyone Bubba?
Yep.
Hey, Bubba.
I mean, he had some really good lines too. Like, I think the one was, fucked if I know, Bubba. Fucked if I know. And he had a lot of good ones. There's something like, you're like goddamn rats in a shithouse. Like, he's a good character.
He was a douche canoe, but a good character.
Oh, for sure.
I like how he just all of a sudden comes out with like a rocket launcher.
That was probably my second favorite scene or sequence in the film. It's like, it's when Curtis and Connie
are going
towards the...
They're shooting in. They're not shooting in. Yeah, he's going like 20 miles an hour.
They're driving through a whole bunch of semi-trucks. They have to find an opening because they're circling the place. They drive into it. They crash and flip over. They run out. And they try to save him, and then just he shows up with a rocket launcher out of nowhere and starts blowing up semis. And he's like,
and they're like, where the fuck did you get that? And he's like, don't worry about it, Bubba.
Yeah. Yeah, a rocket launcher this whole time. And then the other guy's like, yeah, we got a whole bunch of you. Shut your mouth. Yeah, it's really funny.
And then you go into the basement, and there's just guns and fucking rocket launchers and grenades.
I just love that he shows up out of nowhere with a fucking rocket launcher and his other guy, Bubba, he calls everyone Bubba, is just sitting there with other rockets ready to load up again. Like they've done this before. like they work just... as like a military unit that has done this many times.
I know.
They're so smooth and efficient. It's ridiculous.
It is. And really, they're just working at a truck stop.
Yeah. And he had great aim.
Right. He did.
From the hip. With the cigar.
Everything.
Being old. And yeah, it was...
It was spot on with that.
It was great. It was great.
I love that the ringleader of the toned down Autobots.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get to morph or anything. They just stayed in truck form. It was a Green Goblin.
Yeah.
The toy truck.
Green Goblin from Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an iconic look. If I'm not mistaken, I think they restored that.
In when I was reading the trivia, it was burnt, obviously, because of the end of the movie, and then it was in a drunk yard, and some guy found it and restored it in like 2011.
Cool. Yeah, fuck, if I did that, I'd drive to horror conventions all over the place.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'd do. Hell yeah.
That's probably what he does.
Yeah, probably. The soundtrack is all AC/DC, which is cool.
Which is super rad.
I mean,
that is not what because I didn't remember that. So Liv's like, oh, soundtrack. AC/DC. What? Yeah. Like every time.
Even says it right on the VHS cover. Music by AC/DC starring Emilio Estevez.
So what do you think of the opening scene where people are getting killed by cans and a kid's getting ran over by a steamroller?
The opening scene is the bridge.
Not the bridge, but like not the big kill scene. The first big kill with the kids doing the baseball scene and then cans and then the steamroller rolls over.
Yeah, those are two of my favorite kills in the movie are the soda machine kill, which is really awesome at the baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kid getting ran over by a steamroller, which when we watched it, we all just kind of cheered and clapped. It was just a lot of fun. My favorite sequence and scene in the whole film is when the kid's biking down the street. And you get to see the aftermath of what the machines did. Like he looks over.
There's just dead people.
Yeah. He looks over and someone's like ran over by a lawnmower. And the one you're not expecting, you look over and there's like a dead dog with like a toy car in its mouth. like you look up and like some chick's like hair dryer strangled her.
And she's hanging out the window.
Yeah. That whole sequence was a lot of fun. What were your favorite kills or moments in the movie?
I liked that one. And then with the sprinklers like going off and then he turns around and the sprinklers all turn off. And he's got a really good, he didn't say anything really, just he was really good at emoting through his
face,
being like,
he was really good. He didn't have many lines, but he was good at just reacting.
Yeah. I would say just the beginning where we get introduced to Connie and Curtis. I really enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
Curtis, are you dead? I don't know why that makes me laugh so much, but it does.
Yeah.
The biggest complaint I have about this entire movie, the one thing I hated about the whole thing, is after Emilio Estevez and Billy and the Brett girl that comes in after she's hitchhiking with that Bible salesman. They like bang and then he wipes her forehead off and then licks and then sucks on his fingers and that's fucking weird and gross and don't ever do that.
You know
that bothers me so much that the whole entire movie is fine except for that tiny moment.
I rewatched that scene and And he's like, it looks like he's actually grooming her. Like, so they're embracing, and then he's like petting her forehead. And what I think, because he does a double, he like does that and then goes, and then the wipes. I think he did like the mom spit thing almost. You know what I think happened? I think that was like a real moment. I think that they were actually there, and I bet you anything she had something on her head, and he's probably like, oh, let me just... Well, and then it was like, okay, action, but they actually shot, and that's what they used.
Well, it bothered me a lot. It really did.
Yeah.
It really
did. It was weird.
It was weird.
That he just, like, wiped her forehead and then licked it.
And then why, like...
Oh, maybe like, he'd make... Like,
I'm just none of the above. Like, yeah. Oh, I love the taste of sweat and Aquanet. Like, what?
Yeah. Like, well, you just add a scene where, like, some cocaine falls on her head, and then he, like, licks it off.
Okay, that's sure.
Better. That's better.
But, like,
yeah.
None of that happened.
Yeah, no, that was pretty strange.
All you get is cut to them post-banging and him wiping. Just, I can't.
I think... And I read up that a lot of stuff was cut out because it was way too gory, but I think a lot more was cut out. Because there's some scenes, especially like with Emilio and the lady, where it just seems like there should have been a lot more dialogue or character development, and there probably was. There was like one thing in particular where they were together, and then one scene happened, and the next scene is like them again, and they kind of act like they hadn't seen each other in a while.
It's like, oh, hey, baby. Like, yeah. It was very like, oh, we're dating now. Or we dated. And we, yeah, it was very that.
So I think there's
that
some
escalated
stuff
quickly.
missing there. Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is still fun and nostalgic for me.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. And I like how when the truck's like, we're out of gas. And they need them to fill every truck. Semi coming with gas, and then just this little I don't even know, machine gun on a little trolley like pulls up and is like, do as I say or I'll kill you. And they all knew like what it meant.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And then they're out there for like all day and night just filling up every semi in the country that's coming through, and they're like, we're out of gas, we don't have any more.
Yeah.
And then the gas truck rolls up like, and then she comes out to get Emilio Estevez, and he looks like he's ran a marathon for 5 days.
Yeah.
And he can't even stand up, all because he is filling trucks up.
It's hot out there.
In the heat.
It's hot out there in the heat. yeah, I mean, picking apart stuff, like, why? Why did they need to be gassed up or wanted to be? Like, what were they going to go do?
Right. What were they going to go do?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, if they wanted to kill them, they would just kill them all.
Right. Everyone just go to a truck stop in Wilmington, North Carolina.
So like,
this
what,
is where
like,
all the gas
what
is.
What was their end destination?
I don't know.
Like, why did they want to be filled up, or were they just torturing the people?
I think they might have been just torturing them too.
I don't know.
For the fun of it. I don't know. The semi-trucks are assholes, apparently. They are just fucking assholes.
Yeah. You know what? After watching it, I was like, I would remake this. I think
that would be fun to remake.
Or if not me, I do think that Maximum Overdrive, if you do it really well and tongue in cheek, is ripe for a remake.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could have fun with modern technology, modern cars, Teslas.
Because
yeah,
fucking everything's electronics now.
Yeah, everything, your phones.
The world would crash.
I mean, you could do something silly where they want to pull up to the charging station and be like, sorry, this is going to take you all day.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be a really fun remake. I think you could have a lot of fun with that, develop the characters more.
You know what other scene sticks out is like the one, he was like taking a nap, and then he comes out in a bright green shirt, and he's like, what the fuck going on? Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Just like.
That made no sense.
It made no sense. He looked like he was just plastered, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Well, you had this whole group of guys that were just drinking, and I think Miller was like a sponsor because they were only drinking Miller. But there's this whole group of guys that are just drinking through this whole thing and hanging out in the background while everyone else does stuff. So that guy was hungover because there was some rickamarole happening, and he comes out, what's going on? I'm hungover. And yeah, that was really strange.
It was. the whole thing, but it was silly, but it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really like it.
And I like how they escape on the boat, but the boat didn't give them any troubles.
Yeah, that was strange too. It was very selective.
It
like
was
I
very
said.
Selective.
Like, unless like, it was just a pure sailboat, but.
But you still have to have the motor to like.
Not really.
Get out of the harbor doing it? I don't really know how boats work.
No, you just push it and you go, or you just have Emilio back there with his feet kicking in the water. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty silly. And that one actor, I think this was his first film or close to it. I forget his name, but he was the black guy to die in the beginning in the arcade area.
Oh, yeah, when all the games and he's just cigarettes are popping out. And he's
yeah, and I can never remember his name, but he was the dude, the chicken dude in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. He's in freaking everything now. What the hell's his name? I'm not going to find it. Esposito.
I don't know.
Yeah, I forget it.
Another character, the waitress, the Wanda June is her name. Wanda June. When she just keeps like coming out and be like, "We made you."
Yeah.
What are you doing? We made you.
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking matter. They've taken over.
Yeah.
Alien dust, comet dust, what the fuck ever. And she's just out there screaming. And then they're like, "Get back in here, June." She's like, "No. Because I'm going to scream at them and it's going to be fine." And then she gets killed by a machine gun.
Yeah.
Screaming, "We made you," after she banged the boss.
Yeah. She was a good character.
She was. But she was fun.
Yeah.
Just like her hysterics, like nothing else. She just spent like 5 minutes screaming, "We made you. We made you."
Yeah. This would probably be, if we're ever ranking, that would be a task like all of Stephen King's films. It would be on the higher end for me.
I think so, just because it's fun.
Yeah. Well, what do you give this? How many Bloody Marys do you give this out of 10? What's your rating?
Out of 10?
Yeah. Yes, you know, out of 10.
I'm going to say 7.
You know the ranking we always do.
I know.
7, huh?
I'm going to say 7 because we just had a lot of fun and we laughed.
Yeah.
And it was just entertaining. It's ridiculous and silly. And
yeah. You know, I'm going to give it just a really fun 6.
A really fun 6.
Yeah, even though
not a boring 6.
No,
but
not
a, really
a boring
fun 6.
Not like a boring above average, but a really fun above average film. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. I've seen this many times.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna give it a 7. I don't think it would make my top 50 horror films of all time.
No.
Maybe top 100. It would probably be on there.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
I don't know.
Were there any scary moments for
None.
You?
None.
None.
There was no night swim.
None at all.
There was no pool in Scary Ghost, so none.
Yeah. When I was a kid, the one that scared me was when he got the gasoline in his eyes. And I think it was mostly because, too, the music they played with it was like, wee, 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 wee. So as a kid, that was disturbing. And also what scared me as a kid was when the preacher popped up in the
bushes,
in the ditch and grabbed the kid. That scared me. But those are both kind of like jump scares. But no, yeah, absolutely nothing in that is scary.
No. Uh-uh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
None.
Cool. Well,
but it was a lot of fun. And also just experience the three of us watching it for Father's Day and just laughing.
That was cool.
Yeah. And also, we are married for 5 years tomorrow. So
yes,
this is our...
We are.
This is our happy anniversary.
This is our anniversary podcast. 5 year anniversary podcast, Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
that's
a connection.
How we roll.
Curtis and what's her name?
Yeah, they just got married
in there. So there we go. That's why we chose that for today.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not just because we watched it and we wanted to do it.
Have you guys seen Maximum Overdrive? What did you think of it? Do you think it's a classic? Do you think it's pretty silly? Do you think it's stupid? Do you think it rocks?
What was your favorite part, your favorite character?
Yeah.
Did you love Connie as much as I did?
Well, I know I just want to be coked out of my mind and make a movie with some French people and blow shit up and see what happens. That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. But, all right.
Interesting. All right. Cool. Well, our Bloody Marys are dead.
So are we.
So are we. Drink in moderation. Bye-bye, guys.